Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Bildad's first speech falls into three parts. He examines Job's horrible experiences, Job 8, 1-7. Then he looks back at some historic evidence, verses 8 to 10, and concludes with habitat examples, verses 11 to 22. In the first section, there's some serious finger-pointing. 10 times he uses you and your. Your words, Job? All wind and no substance, verse 2. Your family? Obviously guilty, verses 3 and 4. Your heart condition? Clearly, quote, if you were pure and upright, God would help you. Even now, quote, if you would earnestly seek God, which Bildad doesn't think Job is doing, quote, he would prosper your rightful dwelling place, verses 5 and 6. Notice the three if arguments. Like a machine gun, Bildad doesn't speak for long, but what damage he leaves in his path. Critic number 2 then turns to what he thinks is the unassailable argument of history. Our lives are so short, it's hard to connect the dots. But over the ages, the pattern is clear. Good guys win and bad guys lose. God helps those who help themselves. If you succeed, you can take the credit for getting him on your side. The one who dies with the most toys wins. False. All false. But the world continues to believe these trite and tragic lies. God helps those who can't help themselves. And quote, one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses, Luke 12:15. But Bildad's a bulldozer. Don't confuse me with the facts, he says. Even nature is on my side. All who forget God, Job 8:13, are like reeds in a dried-up swamp or trees trying to root in stone, verses 11 and 12 and 16 to 18. Hypocrites trust in spiders' webs and tottering buildings, verses 13 to 15. As many wives know when listening to their husbands, one can be logical, eloquent, factual, and wrong. We don't just need smart, we also need heart.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.